Mishnah says five things happen on Tisha B'Av. First thing says the Mishnah, Nigzar al avotenu lo likanes la'aretz. It means is when the spies came back, it was the night of Tisha B'Av, and gave the information to Am Yisrael that it's not the best thing to move to Eretz Israel. Am Yisrael cried the night of Tisha B'Av. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset, and he swore that that generation will not get to Eretz Israel. Says the Mishnah, this is one of the five reasons that what happened on Tisha B'Av, that maybe that this is part of the reason that we do all these restrictions before Tisha B'Av, the week of Tisha B'Av, Rosh Chodesh. Some people say the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch don't eat meat from Shivasa B'Tammuz already. 3 weeks not to have meat, not to have wine. And this is the first thing that happened. That generation, 600,000 people, did not go to Eretz Israel, they died in the desert. The next question is, what does the HaKadosh Baruch Hu care less? If you don't want to go to Israel, they shouldn't go to Israel. People doesn't have to force anybody to go to Eretz Israel. You want to live outside of Israel, live. You want to stay in the desert, stay in the desert. You want to go back to Egypt, then go to Egypt. Sounds that Hashem is very furious. And he swears that they will not go to Eretz Israel. They die in the desert. This is why. Let them go. Let them go wherever they want. It's a free will. It's not sinners. Of course, the Gemara said also, they said they want to do Avodah Zarah, but it's not in the text. In the text it says just one thing, they don't want to go to Israel, they cried. And the second question is, it's not such a big tragedy. It's a tragedy, of course, people die. It's not the only people that died and did not go to Eretz Israel. Aaron did not go to Eretz Israel. Miriam did not go. A lot of holy people died in Egypt, never went to Eretz Israel. So that generation, it's true, they did not get to Eretz Israel, but at least they got buried in the desert. Every year, 15,000 and change died and were buried. Okay, so they didn't get to Eretz Israel. But this is a tragedy. The Mishnah said that that generation did not come to Eretz Israel. Of course, the Zohar said, Ariz said, those are very special people. But if Aaron did not get there, and Miriam did not get there, so what is such a big thing that you say those people did not get there? The second and the third thing, says the Gemara, is the first Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Because Beit HaMikdash again is very something very important for us. The Shekhinah is there. On the other hand, the Gemara said, the Gemara Yerushalmi, and Bavli, talking about hundreds of millions of Jews were slaughtered. First Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash. The Mishnah should say, listen, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, it's true, something very important for us. But Jewish Neshama is also very important. Soldiers, hundreds of thousands, hundreds of millions, hundreds of millions, as the Gemara. Jews were slaughtered. Mishnah said, no, Beit HaMikdash, again, it's the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we understand. And if you want to tell me what happened on Tisha B'Av, we can say, few billion Jews were killed. Then the Gemara says, Beitar, city of Beitar, also hundreds of millions. Then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, the last thing happened, they plowed Yerushalayim. This is one of the people, Rufus, I think his name was, came with bulls and plowed the whole Yerushalayim. And David said in his prophecies, Zion Sadeh Techaresh, that eventually that's going to happen. Somebody's going to plow Yerushalayim. Of course, simple explanation means, destroy all the buildings, But this is not a tragedy. Who needs the buildings? Rami Yisrael went to exile, talking about millions of people. So what if the building would stay? But the Middash is destroyed anyway. It's not a Middash. All the Jews in exile. The first Beit HaMikdash, only 15,000 were left. From all the millions, hundreds of millions of Jews, only 15,000 went to exile, to Iraq. So somebody came and plowed Yerushalayim. So you know, Yerushalayim looks like a field. So that's it. I don't say it's not, of course, it's not nice. How can you say this is a tragedy? A tragedy, somebody plowed Yerushalayim. We need to understand what is really the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us on the Tisha B'Av. Am Chachamim tell us the following. In the history, there are a few things that you read the Tanakh needs to be explained. I'll say in nice words. For example, Time of David HaMelech says that Navi Shmuel was all of a sudden like epidemic. Every day people die. Today we call it flu or other sicknesses the doctors gave name for. But every day people die. And no hospitals, no medicine, no insurance companies. So David HaMelech went to Navi Gad and asked him, what is this? Epidemic, people die. And God and Navi told him, you know what, you go over there, there's a place in Yerushalayim. There's a guy, his name is Arvana, Ayibusi. He owns a piece of land. Go buy that piece of land. And over there, you make a little altar, and you sacrifice on it. Then the epidemic will stop. Comes the Ramban, he brings the Gemara, that the reason why the epidemic started is because everybody was busy in his backyard with the trees that he had, and they forgot about Beit HaMikdash. It's a mitzvah to be Beit HaMikdash, one of the 630 mitzvah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called killed people, epidemic, every day people die. That's why, because you're busy with your garden, you're busy with your backyard. That's not a sin, that's a sin. Because I was busy with my backyard, and Rabbi said each one had trees, fig trees, and vines, grapes, vineyards. So I forgot about the Middash. Okay, so for this epidemic, until David HaMelech purchased the place from Arvana, that's the epidemic. Was very, going very strong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't punish people because they don't worry about Beit HaMikdash. But somebody did sins. David HaMelech investigated, says the Gemara, investigated, but he does sins. What's going on? Why are people? No. It's a very strange thing. In the Torah itself, this week's Parashah Moshe repeats what happened. As the spies came back and they said, Israel is not good for us. They had a right to believe, as 10 out of 12, what we call rabbis, went to Eretz Israel. They came back and the information was that it's not good for us. So we said, I'm going to cry. Hashem said, listen, you cried for nothing. I didn't cry for nothing. I cried for a reason. He says, those people came. Those are the messengers, the spies that came back. And it's not good for me. I cried. What do you want me to do? To dance? Of course I cried. What should I do now? I left Egypt. I'm stuck in the desert. I cried. She said, no, you cried for nothing. Yeah, I'm going to find a reason for you to cry. First Beit HaMikdash, second Beit HaMikdash. Very strange. Just years and years and years. And then came Chachamim with the restrictions. The restriction that we have is very similar to the restriction of Yom Kippur. Same, almost the same halachot. Okay, it's not just Yom Kippur, it's Chas Shalom, somebody loses, somebody, a relative, immediate family also is the same halachot, but not exactly. Somebody lost somebody from his family is allowed to eat, allowed to drink. Here, the special halachot, Tisha B'Av, is very restricted. The amazing thing, says the Rambam, the second that the Midrash was on, was an obligation to fast, to do Tannit on Tisha B'Av, even though the second one is on. The other Tannit that we have were optional. Shivasa B'Tammuz, it wasn't Shivasa, it was ninth B'Tammuz, the first B'Tar Midrash where the wall was broken. 10th of 7, the Nebuchadnezzar came. This is normal, optional days to do Tanit. But Tisha B'Av, doesn't matter. First Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, even though you have the second one now. Tanit, fast. I said, listen, Baruch Hashem, listen, here Beit HaMikdash, no. Of course, Beit HaMikdash did not have everything the first one had. And the people that came and saw the second one cry, they said, it's not as beautiful, it's not as holy as the first one, still. We have to Tanit obligation. The whole nation had to do Tanit every year Tisha B'Av. Also very, very strange this halacha of Tisha B'Av, the halachot before Tisha B'Av, the week of Tisha B'Av, from Rosh Chodesh, before Rosh Chodesh. It's very important. This is what is really that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chachamim wanted from us. And the restrictions Chachamim say it's very similar to Yom Kippur. How Chachamim will tell us the following. So, we read the Torah, Sefer Shmot, Moshe Rabbeinu came after he met HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem tells him, listen, I want you to go take my nation out. He comes to Egypt, and he goes and meets Pharaoh. And he asked Pharaoh for release of Am Israel. Pharaoh said, no, you lazy people. Not only I don't release you and send you out, let you go out, I will have more restrictions for you. Remember the numbers of the bricks that you used to make? To make the same number. Not only that, I used to give you free straw to make the bricks. You're not going to get free straw. Go look for straw. Go look for straw, says the Gemara. They went to look for straw. They went around and the Egyptians used to chase them. Get out of my property. Get out of my field. Don't get straw. Hit them. Hit them. They couldn't finish the bricks. They couldn't finish the amount. They finished the amount. The police hit them. He says, Torah, Moshe came to Hashem. He says, listen, what's the whole thing about? Since I came, I see things got worse. Hashem tells him, listen, Moshe, I want to explain you something. It's true. Things got worse. But I'm telling you now, I'm going to let them come out. Because now they suffer so much and they scream so much. But you should know the reason why they're going to come out is because I promise Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, I take them out. It doesn't matter what they scream. It doesn't matter. Like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very upset. Very hard on them. They're going to go because the promise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in it, it's in the text. Who says, I heard the screaming. I remember the thing that I promised Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's it. Otherwise, others won't take them out. Why won't take them out? Why? People scream, suffer so much, throw the babies into the Nile, put them in the walls, slaughter them. He says, no. Hashem says, I'm not going to listen. Even the Torah, Akedat Yitzchak. Akedat Yitzchak. Abraham Avinu takes Yitzchak. That's the biggest thing. This is test number 10. So the way the Torah tells us, Hashem told Abraham, go take Yitzchak. He takes him, puts him on the altar, ready to slaughter him. I cry aloud, Malach Hashem min Hashamayim. Remember Abraham, an angel come. Mushamayim screams, Avram, please don't do nothing. Even though the Gemara said already, Yitzchak has a wound now on his throat, blood is coming out. Avram said, I want to slaughter him completely. Hashem said, no, the job was done. You did it, you passed the test. You got a good score on your test. Take him down. Then the Torah says that Avraham saw a sheep, took a sheep, he stole it instead of Yitzchak. Then it says the Torah, Vayikra alav malach Hashem shenit min ha-shamayim. It says the Gemara, another angel now speaks to Avraham. He said the davar hazeh, Tzabidcha lichidecha, because you did it. Varecha varechecha, I'm going to bless you. Varbar be'etzaracha, which is going to multiply a lot of Jewish people. Ezaracha, Shvei HaShemayim, Chol HaSfat HaYam, a lot of children. Yitbarchu ve'etzaracha kol goyei haaretz, the whole world will be blessed because of Jewish. He says, why do you need two angels? The first angel should have said the same thing. Torah says, no. There are two angels. First angel only told Avraham, don't do it. Not only that, he gave him a compliment. He told him, Atai lati kira lokim ata. Now I know that you have fear of God. Okay? So, nothing. A second angel appears, and he gives Avraham blessings. He says, listen, because you did it, he says, why need a second angel? Come Chachamim and tell us the following. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that he is going to give him Eretz Israel, Avraham told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, with all the respect that you want to give me Eretz Israel, but if you want to give me a place, the size of the place is 500 amal, it means 1,000 feet by 1,000 feet, and I take Eretz Israel, it's not that I don't need it. Says the Gemara, Avraham, what do you mean? Says the size of the mountain the Beit HaMikdash is on, says the Mishnah is 500 by 500, a square, 10,000 feet. Avraham said to him, listen, I don't need Eretz Israel. I know it's a holy land. But I need that you should tell me that I own this also. That place is mine. He says, Hashem said, okay, I give it to you. Give it to you. And this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that really Eretz Israel belongs to us. Until that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to us, but we will be a temporary resident. But what we call Achuzam, we call we should own it, we should stay on it, is after the request of Allah. The Gemara says the following. You should know, we need a golden calf. It came out of Egypt 40 days after Hashem spoke to us, 10 commandments. We need a golden calf. God says Hashem was very upset. Moshe begged the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He said, listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu, please. Zechor לאברהם, ליצחק ולישראל עבדיך. Please remember, אשר נשבעת להם בך. You swore in you. הרבה זרעכם have a lot of children. כל הארץ הזאת אשר אמרתי, תן לזרעכם ונחלו לעולם. משה קונדיץ הקדוש ברוך הוא. This is the text. השם wanted to destroy us, חס שלום. She was very upset with the golden calf. Comes when she says, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that you swore. I said, what do you mean? He said, the Gemara, I'll tell you exactly how the text goes. You understand what is the dialogue and what is really the message. So they said, comes Moshe to Mitzrayim, to Egypt. He says, Jewish people, you're leaving Eretz Israel. 80% said, no. You have to stay in Egypt. You have businesses here, houses. You're not leaving. 20% said, we're leaving. Moshe said, okay. 20% you're ready to leave? He said, yeah. He says, okay, I can ask you a favor. All the statues that you have in your houses, can you throw them away? They didn't answer. Now they didn't answer, says the Gemara. While the 20% crossed Yam Suf, they had in Antashe statues. So that, Chachamim says, now you understand the text. And Moshe comes and he says he's going to take Israel out. All of a sudden, Paro said, no. I'm not going to give you straw. Things getting worse. You're going to get hit. You're going to put you inside the walls. they're going to slaughter children. He says, why? Because you don't want to go to Eretz Israel. So, when you say, Hashem wants me out of here. Hashem wants me in Israel. He says, what is the problem exactly? He says, I don't want to go to Israel. I want to stay in Egypt. What's wrong with this? I don't want to go to Israel. So, Hashem doesn't kill people because of it. Because somebody doesn't want to move, Hashem doesn't kill people. We did the golden calf, the same episode. Hashem wants to kill us. And Moshe says, Hashem, remember? You swore to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So what do you mean I swore? Where did I swear? He says, Akedat Yitzchak, says the Gemara. And he says, the angel, the second angel tells Avraham, Binishbati Nu Hashem. Hashem just swore to you. You can have a lot of children. He says, why? Why Hashem swore to me right now? What happened? Say, Chachamim, you know the sentence before, it says, after Avraham Avinu took the sheep and slaughtered it, it says, Vayitzra Avraham Shem HaMakom Ahu Hashem Yireh Asher Yamer Ayom Be'ar Hashem Yireh. It says, Avraham said, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this place now, that Yitzchak was on, and I slaughtered the sheep, that's going to, it's going to be Bet HaMikdash. Remember? I don't want Eretz Israel without Bet HaMikdash. This is the place. Chachamim said, you know, across from Bet HaMikdash downstairs, there is a Bet HaMikdash upstairs. He says, Akavod, the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is across from the altar. And he says, Avraham Avinu, after Akedat Yitzchak, he says, okay, goodbye, thank you very much. I passed the test. He said to Hashem, I have a request from you. That place, he didn't know where it is. This is now the place that I built the altar. I want this place to be Bet HaMikdash. This place is going to be called Bet HaMikdash. He says, what does it mean? He says, that gives us the right to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's not a punishment. Hashem said, listen, you don't go to Israel, I'm going to kill you. No, I'm not going to kill you. Just you lose the right to exist. As Hashem swore to Abraham, he's going to have a lot of children, that statement came after Abraham Avinu said, this place is going to be Bet HaMikdash. I want Bet HaMikdash. That's what he told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't need Israel. I don't want Israel. But in Netanya, Tel Aviv, all the crime over there? No. I want Yerushalayim. I don't want Yerushalayim. I want the old city. I don't want the old city. I want the mountain. That's what I want. Nothing else. And if you don't want this mountain, there's no reason for you to be alive. It's not a punishment. Hashem told Abraham, you can have lots of children. When? When destination will be Bet HaMikdash. That's why we pray to Bet HaMikdash. Of course, Mishnah, the Gemara tells you, everybody has to pray, he has to face Bet HaMikdash. The Tzilot goes up there. But what is really the depth of it? It says, that is why I'm alive. I'm alive today because I have in my head Bet HaMikdash. Let's have a time David HaMelech. That's what the Gemara says. Time David HaMelech, people were busy in the garden, planting, harvesting, dying, all of a sudden epidemic. What happened? A virus, a flu. No. Says the Gemara, no, you don't worry about Bet HaMikdash. So this, I supposed to die? No, you don't die because it's a punishment. Because you have no reason to live. The only reason that you're here is because your grandfather asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he wants Bet HaMikdash. He said, that's what I have in mind. That's what we say in Tefillah, in Berkat HaMazon, Tivnei Yerushalayim, Bulei Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Yikha, Tishkom Tichu Yerushalayim. People say, it's been Bet HaMikdash. He says, if we don't want it, it means we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu we don't want to live. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset. When the spies came back, and so said, we're not going to Israel. Okay. Nobody forces you to go to Israel. Nobody forces you. But if you don't want to go over there, it means you don't want to live. So you die. You die in the desert. What's the purpose to go to Israel? To be in Tel Aviv? The purpose is Bet HaMikdash. You don't want it. You don't have to. But Hashem promised Abraham and he swore to him that he's going to have children because of Bet HaMikdash. Hamza Gemara says, listen, the same episode happened after the golden calf. He did the golden calf. Moshe doesn't want to listen. What's the problem exactly? Oh, worshipping idols? Even in Egypt, the same thing. Those 20% that eventually came out is, they said they're going to Israel, but they had a statue. Hashem said, you know what? I'm going to take them out. He said, why take them out? because I promised Abraham, because I swore to Abraham. 80% died. You know, sinless people. He says, why they died? Makat Choshech, the darkness. 80%. 2.4 million Jews died. He said, what happened? What did you do? He says, nothing. I don't want to go to Israel. He says, don't go to Israel. Is it death penalty? No, not death penalty. You just have lost the right to exist. That's what the Gemara says. And that's what Hashem, Moshe tells Hashem, listen, did the golden calf? Big deal. So we did the golden calf. But remember, you swore to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Arba Abed Zarachem, you told them. He said, but they're going to go to Israel. Hashem said, you know what? Moshe, you happen to be right. I'm going to let them leave. I said, the next year, the spies. The spies, they came back. You sit on the floor and you cry, you don't want to go to Israel. I said, you don't want to go to Israel? No problem. But you can't stay here. There's no reason for you to breathe here. Because the only reason you're here, because you're in transit, you're going to Beit HaMikdash. I don't go to Beit HaMikdash. It's not a punishment. It's a normal thing. I said, if you don't want, you don't, you die. I said, that's exactly what Tisha B'Av is all about. It's like Yom Kippur. So what do you mean like Yom Kippur? This is the Chacham, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in mind he had that the Jewish nation should have a holiday every month. So Chodesh Nisan, he gave us Pesach. Chodesh Iyar, he gave us Pesach Sheni. Sivan, he gave us Shavuot. Tammuz should have been Rosh Hashanah. This month should have been Yom Kippur. Why Yom Kippur? So listen, Akedat Yitzchak, said the Gemara, happened on Yom Kippur. When Abraham took Yitzchak and put him on the altar, it was Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, Hashem swore that Abraham is going to have children. Why? Because Abraham said, I want Bet HaMikdash. The minute you don't want Bet HaMikdash, and that promise of Yom Kippur is not valid anymore. And therefore, the night the spies came back, was Tisha B'Av, and Mr. said, we don't want to go to Israel. Oh, you don't want to go to Israel? No problem. I said, the only reason why you're here, because in Yom Kippur, I promised you, Abraham, that your children will go to Israel. Eventually, that's what you said. You said you want this place with Beit HaMikdash. They don't want the Beit HaMikdash. No problem. You canceled Yom Kippur. This is why on Tisha B'Av, we have so-called the same restriction that we have on Yom Kippur. Because actually on Tisha B'Av, we broke the promise of Yom Kippur. Because Akedat Yitzchak happened on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Abraham, our grandfather, you can have lots of children. You're going to overcome the Arabs. You'll be successful in your lifetime. He says, you know what you have in your life? Listen, I don't feel well. My business is not so good. I have a hardship getting married. I have a hardship. It comes to one thing. Zion, Doresh, En La, Michal, Debayit, Risha. Says the Gemara, you should know what your problem is. The problem is you concentrate on your parnasa. You concentrate on your health. You don't concentrate on Beit HaMikdash. The reason why you're here is Beit HaMikdash. If you worry about this, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you life. Will give you everything you need. Hashem gives you life, Hashem gives you parnasa. But you have to earn the reason to live, to stay here. He says, it's only one reason. Beit HaMikdash, that's the reason. And this comes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, five things happened on Tisha B'Av. The first thing, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that their generation will not go to Israel. So you know what it means? It means canceling the swear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the problem. It says, then people will get killed, millions, hundreds of millions, billions. It says, Beit HaMikdash will destroy. Second thing is, you know why? Because people did not come to Beit HaMikdash. They didn't care about Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash was deserted, says the Gemara. Deserted a few Kohanim there. Who comes to Kotel today? Who comes to Kotel? You look. Usually they go to Tel Aviv, Dizengoff Center, Eilat, Netanya, Haifa. They have time, they come to the Kotel to put a piece of paper. It's restrictions, halachot in Shulchan Aruch. Look, in Shulchan Aruch, if you come every 30 days to Yerushalayim to see the Kotel, you have to tear your shirt. There is no excuse. The same halacha to keep Shabbat, it's the same halacha. There is no excuse. You got to tear your shirt. Not because you come from America. If you live in Nebra and you come every 30 days to Kotel, you got to tear your shirt. What is this? Remember Beit HaMikdash, listen, this is thousands of years already. What is really behind it? Chachamim say, listen, every house, you build a house, mainly in Eretz Israel, Chutz La'aretz also, You have to have 2 feet by 2 feet, not painted. To remember Bet HaMikdash. They make a party that says you have to have one setting on the table, not as nice as all the settings. Remember Bet HaMikdash. The girls used to have a crown of jewels on the head when they get married, cancel it. Used to have a big music thing in the weddings, cancel it. You have to say bracha. When you come, you tell your shirt, first when you see the walls of Yerushalayim, tear, you have to tear 4 inches. Then you see the place of Beit HaMikdash has to be tear another 4 inches. It says that shirt is down. You cannot give it to be sold. Finished. Every time you go to Israel, besides the airplane, it costs you $2,000, costs you a shirt. What is the restriction? Of course, the explanation is, Hashem wants you to, Chachamim wants you to remember HaMikdash. No, you don't understand. This is when you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you want to exist. This is when you go to Yerushalayim and you want to be in Yerushalayim and I want to be next to the Kotel, it shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you want to be alive. Because if you don't want HaMikdash, you want just to have time. I said, listen, you don't understand. The reason why you're here is because Grandpa, because Abraham said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want Bet HaMikdash. And then the second angel came and said, okay, now I'm going to give you a blessing. But not a blessing, now Hashem swore that you're going to be alive. But if you're not interested in Israel, forget about it. It's not a sin, I just don't want to live. This is the worst thing, says the Mishnah, is, you know what? That Yimach Shema, I think his name was Rofus, Yimach Shema, Zichro Shechit Tam, says the Yerushalmi. He came with plows and plowed the whole Yerushalayim. So all Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, is what the Navi said, the prophecy, looked like a field. No, it's the biggest tragedy in my life, you know. I said, you tell me that my existence depends on Bet HaMikdash. Now, can you imagine, you go to Yerushalayim, there's no buildings, the whole Yerushalayim is a field. No, would you be able to pinpoint where Bet HaMikdash should be? At least Baruch Hashem, we have the Kotel today. You know, behind the Kotel, someplace. That guy, Rofus, plowed the whole thing. He took away from us the reason to be alive. Because we have no idea. The Gemara said, well, second Bet HaMikdash, it was Chagai Yisrael Malachi, the Nevi'im came, and they with Ruach HaKodesh, with Nevoah, told us exactly where to put everything. But can you imagine if everything is flat, and the whole city, Tzion Sadeh Techaresh, says, what do you mean about Bet HaMikdash? You have no idea what to do. You have to have a desire. Says the Gemara, you know, Melech HaMashiach, Yikabes Nitchei Yisrael, Yachid Zarosh Shel HaMalek, V'dei Bet HaBchira. This is the mitzvah, Mashiach, Yom HaMashiach now, Yom HaMashiach, Yom Bet HaMikdash. Mashiach is just a tool. But it's not Bet HaMikdash, it's your life. It's not your life, that's the promise. And this is the restriction. So people say, hey, listen, I don't do this on Tisha B'Av, on the week of Tisha B'Av, this, haircuts, this, showers, this, cleaners, Says the Mishnah, the Gemara says, it's halachot. Not that somebody came up and made it now. And says, the restriction is just to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you mean it. That you mean it, it means you want to be alive. That's what it means. And that's what the Mishnah says. On the Shabbat, five things happen. It says, those five things resemble so-called what happened if you don't behave, if you don't demand Bet HaMikdash. What's going to happen to you? That's what one of the Chachamim 100 years ago wrote a book called Meshech Chochmah. He said, before the Holocaust. So 30 years before the Holocaust, he wrote a book. And the book is right. He writes like this. People in Berlin think they live in Yerushalayim. Watch what's going to be a Holocaust. He says, Navi tells us, Hashem told him, Navi, look at this guy, Nadav ben Rechav. He told his children, listen, don't build fancy houses. Live in tents. He says, listen, if you don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be angry at you, he says, don't have wine. Don't have wine. He says, listen. Then Yahu went to them and told them, listen, why don't you have wine? They say, oh no, we're not going to have wine. Our father told us, be careful, it's going to be a destruction of Bet HaMikdash. We have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu are serious. We are about Bet HaMikdash. And Hashem tells them, Yahu, he said, those people, their descendants will stay forever. Why? Because that's the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Abraham Avinu. Excuse me. That's the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Abraham Avinu. Your children are going to be alive because it's not an option. This is a demand. שכאילו ישועתך כיווינו ציפינו כל היום. So we say in 18 three times a day, כאילו ישועתך כיווינו כל היום. We say like this, Hashem, we hope for your redemption the whole day. I hope the whole day, כל היום. So what do you mean? He said, because you want to live the whole day. You want to live the whole day, you have to say, the whole day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I expect Bet HaMikdash. It's not, we want also Bet HaMikdash, we want all Bet HaMikdash. Bet HaMikdash, this is our life. This is the purpose of the Ta'anit. It's not to mourn. It's to mourn that we don't want Bet HaMikdash. And that's what the Gemara says, that whoever mourns on Yerushalayim Bet HaMikdash, he'll be able to see it. What it means, he's going to be able to see it. He's going to be alive. But if you don't mourn, says the Gemara, if you don't care about this, the Tahanit of Tisha B'Av, it says you're not going to be able to save Bet HaMikdash. Why? Because it means you don't need Bet HaMikdash. You don't need Bet HaMikdash. It's not a punishment. It means you have no right to exist. You lose the right to exist. So Tisha B'Av says the Zohar Chas V'Shalom to smile. Says the Zohar Chas V'Shalom on Tisha B'Av to smile. To be very serious, says the Zohar. I says, what is this? He says, I can't feel anything. It's not true. He says, thousands of years ago, Bet HaMikdash was destroyed. It's true. But if a person knows that his life depends on Tisha B'Av, he will think twice. He says, the Zohar, that Tisha B'Av, in a way, is one of the most important days of the year. Ari used to pray nets on Tisha B'Av. Sunrise. And he says, what is this? What is this? He says, people have to have a desire for Bet HaMikdash. If to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, those are the days we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Navi says, Yafoch HaNos HaSod HaSimcha. And Navi Zachariah said, Mashiach will come, this day is going to be a happy day. He says, why is it going to be a happy day? It's Kara Alay Moed. He says, we don't see Tachanun Tisha B'Av. He says, why? He says, this is when we do the Tahanit and Hashem sees that we mean Bet HaMikdash, that's going to call Bet HaMikdash, it's going to come down. It's Yon Doresh Anah. People don't demand it. That's what Rashi says. He says, eventually, says the Zohar, if we have the Zohud, we have the merit, Bet HaMikdash will come down. We don't have to build it. It depends on us, how much we demand it. But if we know that this is our life, depends on it, of course we will demand it. So all the sicknesses people have, and the difficulties that people have, is because they don't demand Bet HaMikdash. If you demand Bet HaMikdash, nothing is going to happen to you. That's Navi God told David HaMelech. Just go purchase this place. This is the place you're going to be Bet HaMikdash. The minute David HaMelech purchased it, pandemic stopped. It's not the medicine, it's not the doctors. It's demanding of Bet HaMikdash. But the minute, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy, we don't have to do the Ta'anit, Mashiach will come Rabbi Menachem. Amen.